views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Finally, a light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Makris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Makris. Then I go to my brother
and I say, brother, help me please. Welcome to Limelight Radio, everyone. Today is a snowy day in New England. We got a big storm yesterday. Everyone's blanketed in snow. And I am happy to welcome you all. We're going to have a fabulous hour together. Today, we're going to speak with Beth Schultz from Bend, Oregon. I'm going to fill you in on her in a couple of seconds here and hear about a remarkable success she's had in reclaiming her life with nutrition and diet and how transformational this work is in healing at so many levels for so many of us. And I also want to let you know that this show today, we're going to welcome questions. So feel free to call into the station. Our number is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. And Brian, our fabulous producer, will answer the phone. And you can ask a question to Beth or myself. So Beth Schultz lives with her husband and two daughters in Bend, Oregon. She was diagnosed with MS and Lyme disease in 2005. She had spent 8 years looking for the magic pill to cure her illness. With 40 brain lesions later, she was giving up hope. And it was then that she met an alternative practitioner who believes that all diseases come from toxicity. And cleaning the body, nourishing it with the best foods will help us heal. While learning about the power of food, Beth found inspiration through Dr. Terry Wall's TED Talk. After watching the doctor get out of a tilt-recline wheelchair with using a paleo diet, Beth committed herself to do the same. As a result, she has been symptom-free for over 1 year. She's inspired to let the world know you are what you eat, think, and feel. Be kind and be real. Welcome, Beth Schultz, to Limelight Radio.
Hi, Katina.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. It's so wonderful to have you join me. Thank you.
So excited to meet you.
I know. I know. You know, Beth and I met on one of the Facebook happy platforms where we were talking about natural remedies and food and nourishing ways to recover. So it was through that nice connection that I was able to invite Beth to join us on the show. And you have to hear her story. It's absolutely shocking and miraculous and wonderful all at once. So Beth, take us back in time, if you don't mind. Take us back to when things started and let our audience hear about you and your story.
Well, I believe I got Lyme disease at a lake in 2004. I did have a bullseye rash. I never thought about ticks and Lyme disease in Oregon. You just never heard about it 10 years ago. I thought spider bite and ignored it. About 4 months later, I got what I thought was a migraine and lost part of my eyesight in one eye. About a week, 2 weeks later, when the eyesight hadn't recovered yet, I decided to go to urgent care. Urgent care gave me a shot for a migraine and left me for a half an hour. When they came back, the eyesight hadn't returned, so they sent me to an ophthalmologist. The ophthalmologist looked in my eyes and said, "It looks like optic neuritis, and you most likely have multiple sclerosis." That floored me. I really didn't know what MS was at the time. I thought it meant you were in a wheelchair already. So I thought she didn't know what she was talking about. They did get me into a neurologist's office and an MRI right away. The MRI showed an eye lesion, which confirmed optic neuritis, but it didn't have any brain lesions. So he said it was possible MS. We'll just see how it goes. The eyesight did recover in 2 months. Optic neuritis, which is a pretty typical MS flare, can last about 2 months and then recover. I was better for about 2 weeks, and then I lost eyesight in the other eye.
Oh, boy.
I called the neurologist. He got me right in, and we did another MRI, and this time we did the brain and the spine. I believe I had 3 lesions on my brain that developed in a month, and a few in my spine, and then 2 on each eye nerve. He then he didn't diagnose me with MS. He decided to do a spinal tap to check for O-bands for MS. He then did tell me that I tested positive for Lyme disease, but he didn't believe the test, so we would retest and see what it said. He did retest, and that came out positive, too. He then again said that we didn't have Lyme disease in Oregon.
No.
It was a false positive. We've all heard that false positive.
Yeah.
Before, and so we did go ahead and do the spinal tap, and he did test for Lyme disease, and he said if there wasn't Lyme disease in my spinal fluid, then it was definitely not Lyme disease. That test came out negative for Lyme disease and positive for the oblongical banding, which is a marker for multiple sclerosis. We did do a third Lyme disease test, and that came out CDC positive again.
Oh, my gosh.
And at that time, actually, the CDC called me on my third test and asked me where I developed Lyme disease.
Isn't that interesting?
It was interesting, and I said, well, I don't think I have Lyme disease. That's what my doctor tells me. And she went ahead and called my doctor and asked him if he didn't know how to treat Lyme disease.
Wow.
Would give me 28 days of doxycycline.
But and how far into this now? You're like 6 months or something into this?
This would have been about, when the CDC called me, would have been a year later.
Okay. So you're full year into it. Okay. All right.
Yes. And so then I did get 30 days of IV, or just the doxycycline, and my eyesight cleared up right away. The doxycycline ran out, and I lost eyesight in my other eye.
Oh, boy.
I was very lucky at the time and had a primary care nurse practitioner who did believe that I had Lyme disease. She looked at the doxycycline prescription and said, "Will I write this for kids' acne? I'm not sure why I can't write this for you. For as long as you'd like it." She probably kept me from ending up in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
By doing that. But she really didn't know what she was doing and wasn't comfortable doing it.
All right. She was trying the best she could with what she knew.
Yeah. So she asked me if I would fly out to Connecticut and actually see a Lyme literate doctor. I did do that. And this was probably a year and a half in. To the diagnosis, and he was just floored that I had not been diagnosed, just so obvious. He said that the Lyme test that they did on my spine was a Lyme test that you would never find Lyme disease.
Really?
They didn't even do the right test. So he then diagnosed me with neurological Lyme disease and wrote me a 90-day prescription for IV antibiotics.
Wow.
I would say it took a year to get my insurance to pay for those IV antibiotics. But I did get them. And I recovered pretty well after that. right before the IV antibiotics, I had 17 lesions altogether on my brain and spine. No, 13.
Wow.
After the IV antibiotics, we had another MRI, and they were gone.
Oh, my gosh.
My neurologist, who is an MS specialist, said, wow, that just happens sometimes.
Oh, my gosh, Beth.
So she still said I didn't have Lyme disease, and I should just keep doing what I was doing, though, on my own, because whatever I was doing was working.
Oh, my God. Wow. Yeah, keep going. Keep going.
I did feel better for a few months. I wasn't perfect, but I was so much better that I was willing to take that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
I stayed on low-dose antibiotics, oral antibiotics. I got married.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes, that was wonderful. We got married up, actually, right next to the lake where I got Lyme disease.
Oh, God.
Right at the lake next to it.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful wedding.
Oh, beautiful.
And we got pregnant right away.
Oh, wow.
I had a great pregnancy. It went very well. And I had her. I did take antibiotics during the pregnancy.
Good.
My OB told me that I was being silly for doing that. And she
you're right out in Oregon, right? Yeah.
Yes. Yep. She said there was no way to give it to a baby and that I was being silly, but do whatever I felt I had to do. About 2 weeks before she was born, the CDC changed their website to say that you could give it to a baby.
Mm-hmm.
So she patted me on my back and said, I am proud of you for doing what you knew was right, because you were right.
Oh, wow.
She then did talk to my LLMD in California that I had found, and he asked her to give me IV antibiotics during the birth. She did do that, and we had her tested at birth. And she was negative.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, my gosh. Thank God for the grace of angels and those good doctors that went smoothly.
Yep. It did go very smoothly. I decided to breastfeed while on antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't go so smoothly. She was, the baby, she cried for a couple months.
Yeah.
For the first couple months of life, she cried.
Yeah. Her whole gut and everything.
Antibiotics. I decided to quit breastfeeding.
Right.
And right then I started getting symptoms back. That was actually another big reason why I quit breastfeeding. All of a sudden I couldn't feel the left side of my body. That poor kid got her head bonked so many times running into walls with me holding her.
Oh.
That was very hard.
Oh my gosh, Beth. Oh, wow. You know, I hate to ask you to have to hold your breath here for a second, but it's time for our first, station break. But this story is phenomenal. Wake up, Oregon, huh? Oh, my gosh. Come out of the woods.
Audience, girl dad for that.
Oh, my gosh, definitely. Audience, stay with us. Deb Schultz is with us. Fabulous, incredible story. We've got more when we come back. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. We'll be right back after station break.
Once bitten, twice shy. You jump me as I pass you by.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the ascended master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris.
This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LymeLightRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Once bitten, and twice shy, you jumped me as I passed you by, and I can't shake you though I've tried. Once bitten, and twice shy, twice shy, once bitten, you left your mark and now I'm smitten, you got me crawling at your bidding, twice shy and once bitten. After 24 hours in your company, my head started pounding, I got weak at the knees. Can't stop shaking and my temperature's high. You went straight to my heart like an old bullseye. Once bitten, twice shy. Once bitten, twice shy. Ain't no word of a lie. Gonna carry you with me till the day I
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. I have to remind you that wonderful song is from Elaine Griffin from Ireland, Once Bitten, Twice Shy. She wrote that for Lyme disease awareness, and I love it. Thank you, Elaine Griffin. And welcome back with Beth Schultz out in Bend, Oregon. This is a riveting, riveting personal account of Lyme disease, completely misdiagnosed, mistreated, out in actually beautiful Oregon, I have to say. But Beth, what a story. So keep going. We've got to hear more. You've got the newborn baby, and you've just started to slip in your health because you went off the antibiotic therapies.
You know what? I was still on low-dose antibiotics, actually, and I started to slip. I think just the stress of having a baby was too much for my body.
Yeah.
So I did. I lost complete feeling in my left side, up my arms and down my legs. I walked with a cane mostly because it helped support me and it helped me feel better because I looked drunk whenever I walked out in public. Mm. And holding a newborn baby and walking drunk is not a good, or people look at you like you're drunk, is not a good feeling.
No.
So the cane really just kind of helped me feel better, that people could understand that I had a disability and I didn't just stumble and fall over for no reason. What did we do after that? Oh, I couldn't get any, no doctor wanted to treat me for Lyme after that. So I got back on a plane and flew to Connecticut. When I got to Connecticut, the doctor didn't feel that Lyme was really my problem anymore. And then he thought it was chlamydia pneumonia.
Okay.
Which, you know, I think I agree with, I think we put too much focus on just Lyme disease.
Right.
Where, you know, we get kind of a little bit of everything.
Right.
So then we went on another, I think that was going to be a 3 years of oral antibiotics.
Mm.
We did for chlamydia pneumonia. They treat MS with it at Vanderbilt University. It is a pretty neat way to treat MS. It's a good thing to look at Vanderbilt University.
Yeah.
And I did do that for 3 more years.
Wow.
I took antibiotics. And, you know, it just, I was just always sick. And yes, it was probably about 2.5 years ago that I just couldn't put another antibiotic in my stomach. I was throwing up every morning for 2 hours. And yeah, I gave up. And so I stopped all drugs. Well, except for my pain pills. I took daily pain pills, sleeping pills, anxiety pills, antidepressants. But I just kind of decided that I was going to have to learn how to live with it and be happy.
Nothing,
you know, the antibiotics didn't work. It never went away.
Isn't it interesting emotionally what happens with these Lyme journeys? Like, the emotional side of the illness is so profound, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, and I just, and the only advice I ever got from my MS doctors was learn to be happy.
Right.
And I did then, I got so scared that it was really MS, and they were different, so I did do MS shots. I did a daily shot for probably 2 years. Never noticed any help from that either. I just got lots of welts all over my body.
It was
nice bumps all over my body. Eventually, I stopped doing that because there was no more places to inject.
Oh, my gosh. What an experience. And you've got a little child, and you're married, and you're trying to function. And, yeah,
and
you're
just... I'm the breadwinner, too. My husband stays home with the babies, and I work full-time.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Wow. What a trooper you are. And you're confused. You know, you're hearing one thing, you want to believe it, but then it's not really working and you're getting worse. And now you're really miserable because, as you said, your whole body feels like hell from both illness and medications.
Well, yeah, at that point, I don't know, was my gut everything really because of the medication? There are parts of me that think my gut was so ruined and I was so toxic from all the medication that was causing so many of my new symptoms.
Yeah.
And keeping me sick. And then one day I got so lucky. A friend found a woman who practices iridology. Tell you your past, future, and present health issues.
Yeah, it's fascinating. The iris of the eye has all these little... little fibers in it that actually indicate what's going on in the colon or the lungs it's pretty interesting, isn't it?
It is interesting. And they're not all built the same. My iridologist is special. And just the way that she treats and just her philosophies. And she looked into my eyes and she said, you know, this is mostly digestion. Your digestion is just ruined. And if I fix that and I get these toxins out of you, you will be fine. And I kind of rolled my eyes at her.
Yeah.
I didn't believe her at all, but I had nothing to lose. I had nothing else to do either.
Right.
So I did everything that she told me to do. She heals with a vegan diet, and so we went vegan. We kept dairy, so we went vegetarian in the beginning.
Yeah.
And just got out the processed food. No more. I drank soda every day. We got rid of all of that, and I did start to feel so much better.
I bet. Getting all the sugars out and all those chemicals.
So that was big. And then I did do a 10-day fast. The master cleanse where all we had was lemon, maple syrup, and cayenne pepper.
Wow.
And we did daily colonics with that. And, man, that flushed me out and cleaned me out.
I bet.
And I did wake up a new person after those 10 days. I stayed on the vegetarian diet, but I just wasn't all there, and I was hungry. I was very hungry. And one day I saw a TED Talk with Dr. Walls.
Yeah.
And she had gotten herself out of a tilt recline wheelchair with food.
Wow.
And it resonated with me. I knew there was a local company that made a paleo bar, so I asked her what book I should buy, and she suggested Practical Paleo by Diane Sanfilippo. I read that book, and I have never eaten gluten since that day.
Wow. It's called, what is the book again called? The Practical Paleo?
Practical Paleo by Diane Sanfilippo. It is truly, the first half of the book talks all about food and grain, you know, what it's doing to you, autoimmune disease.
Yeah.
She has a bunch of different plans for SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. To people who are low FODMAPs, there is probably 4 or 5 different eating plans in that book.
Wow.
And then the last half is all recipes that are so easy and delicious. So I kind of call it my Bible, actually. I think I have bought 6 copies and shared with friends. and family.
That's fabulous.
And so, you know what, that we read the book going on vacation. Actually, I was flying to see my in-laws in Texas for a week, and I started the diet that day, and I've never looked back.
Good for you, Beth Schultz. Oh, my gosh. Look at that. Oh, my gosh. That's you know, the human body is so resilient when we can support it properly, isn't it?
It is. It's amazing. I'm better than I was 10 years ago.
Before you got sick, even.
I am. I'm so much better than I was 10 years ago.
Isn't that fabulous? You know, it's that this is wonderful to hear. Such a turnaround you made in a quick time.
It was pretty quick. It was about a year probably from starting to get rid of the toxins to then being totally symptom free. Actually, it was. It was November 2013. I drank my last can of Coke on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And it was the very next November, I had my last case of optic neuritis.
Oh, my gosh.
And I haven't had a flare since then.
That is beautiful. Oh, my gosh, Beth. This is so inspirational. Audience, I hope that you're sinking in these words that Beth Schultz is sharing with us. We need to take a station break. I want you to call in with questions. When we come back from commercials, our number is 800-930-2819. I'll say it one more time, 800-930-2819. I also want to mention this fabulous book that Beth just shared with us, the Practical Paleo, which totally transformed her health and toxicity levels to a turnaround from serious advanced illness. So stay with us. We're going to come back. We're going to learn a lot more from Beth. She's got a lot of wisdom to share and her new pathway in life, which I think will give many of you hope and some tools too. So this is Katina Makris with Limelight Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be coming right back with Beth Schultz.
Once bit and twice shy, you jump me as I pass you by.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Once bitten, twice shy.
You jumped me as I passed you by.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Makris, and we are sharing today a wonderful success story from advanced neurological Lyme disease and co-infections, misdiagnosed as MS for many years, with the wonderful Beth Schultz visiting us all the way out in Bend, Oregon. I love that Limelight Radio can bring people together from all over the country and all over the world. So thank you, Beth, for joining me today. It really is a privilege to have you and your inspiration on board.
Thank you for sharing my story.
Oh, yes, and also your great message. This is so important, this toxicity issue, because it really is one of the kingpins behind a lot of chronic disease in our Western society, really since World War II, the food industry changed, lifestyle habits changed. You know, people used to eat foods only in season. They didn't have hydrogenated oils to preserve breads. They ate an old heirloom wheat that didn't have high levels of gluten. You know, people had small farms and ate locally. And, you know, the whole food industry changed. And our bodies have become so toxic, you know, just from like ordinary consumption. And then you get some organisms thrown in there, you know, like you did with a tick bite and a bunch of infectious microbes, and bingo, inflammation soars and toxicity climbs. So, you know, it's understandable how the population is suffering.
Yes.
Really, it's, you know, we blame a lot of it on the infectious, you know, Borrelia burgdorferi, you know, organism that the ticks carry. And it really is a terrible, infection, but, you know, some of us get so tragically ill because of the toxicity issues, and you're a living example, excuse me, by going on the paleo diet. So, for people that are new to paleo diet, could you just give us the nuts and bolts of what that diet encompasses?
Yes, it is a grain-free, dairy-free, soy and corn-free diet. So basically, I focus on eating all organic vegetables and fruits, healthy fats, which would be coconut oil, olive oil, avocado oil. Many people do ghee, butter, duck fat, lard, tallow, are all great fats.
Mm-hmm.
Just nothing hydrogenated at all. And then pastured meats. I am very strict about the meat that I eat. My animals do not eat GMOs. I do not eat GMOs.
Mm-hmm.
So all of my beef is grass-fed. My chickens are pastured. I even try to make sure all of my chickens' feed is soy and corn-free.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I try to focus on what I can eat. And there are so many wonderful fruits and vegetables and meats.
Oh, I know. I love my vegetables, don't you?
Yes. I don't feel limited in that sense. My food is good.
That's great. Now, did you go through a hard time of, like, the whole carbohydrate craving when you were first getting on the diet?
You know what? I don't think I did, because I had went the vegetarian-vegan route right before that.
Mm-hmm.
So adding meat back, I was just so happy.
Yeah, because, right, protein really holds you. It holds your blood sugar stable for a very long time.
And, you know, we still do a lot of sweet potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
I always have a carb vegetable in a day.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, yeah, you didn't really miss the grains because you were getting that carbohydrate source, as you said, from sweet potato or, you know, turnips or something like that, right?
Yes. And, you know, I think I've never been tested for celiac, but there is a part of me that really thinks I must be a celiac from the change of getting gluten out of my body.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it was so much in my mind, my depression. I went from a negative person to a super positive person that I've never been my whole life.
Really? Because you're so positive right now. I can feel your enthusiasm.
Well, that wasn't me before. I never would even think that I wanted something great, because if I thought that I wanted something great and I didn't get it, I'd be so disappointed. So instead I'd say, you know what, that'll never happen for me. And then if it did happen, I'd be so happy. But you know what, when you think like that, usually good things don't happen.
It's so true, isn't it? The power of our thoughts is you know, really controls our biology.
Mm-hmm. And so I was just so negative. Just everything I looked at as the glass was half full.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. And that was kind of how I was my whole life. So I wonder if food bothered me my whole life.
Oh, yeah, right. So if you were gluten sensitive and, you know, if you had one of those livers that doesn't cleanse readily, you're carrying toxins around for a long time before you even picked up these tick-borne organisms, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Highly possible. And you know, probably sugar dependent. And so there's yo-yos of highs and lows with glucose. And so I've seen your picture on Facebook and you're gorgeous and you're filled with sunshine and, you know, you're looking so radiant now. You must feel fabulous.
I do feel fabulous. At 38, I just quit the company that I owned to focus just on telling the world that they are what they eat. I'm going to go to nutrition school, starts on Monday.
Yes, yay. Congratulations.
Thank you. I can't believe I'm going back to school at 38. I will be a nutritional therapy practitioner in 1 year.
That's beautiful.
I hope that I can help coach and I just want everybody to feel as good as I feel.
That's so beautiful, Beth. So beautiful. You know, these journeys through chronic illness, when you get to that turning point, when it becomes a quest, when it's not so much, you know, that you're sick and seeking the next doctor or the next medication, but when you find that place inside where you just like take the power back in your own hands, even if you feel crummy, but you just, you know, there's a shift. At least I was aware of it within my own self. Something starts to happen that's pretty profound. And when we make that shift and turn and then the healing begins, you come out the other side where you are now. And oh my gosh, magic happens, doesn't it?
It is like magic.
Unbelievable. I mean, look at this now, this beautiful new life path you're on. And I know what great work you're going to do helping others.
Well, you know, I just feel like I never heard my story when I was sick. All I ever heard about was drugs and antibiotics. And I'm sure my story was out there and I just didn't find it. But I am convinced that everybody with Lyme is going to hear my story and know that there is another option.
They are, because you're on Limelight Radio today with me, and we broadcast. Millions around the world can hear us, and we're forever archived on iTunes and podcast format at limelightradio.com. So, you know, we can share your story and affect so much healing for so many, and then you're going to develop your own practice and see clients individually and help them gain control and embrace a whole new pathway. This is really important work you're doing.
Yeah, I'm going to change the world with real food.
And you know what? Even though Oregon is asleep at the wheel regarding tick-borne diseases, and thank you in advance, I have to say, to Eugene, Oregon, for inviting me. I'll be up speaking in Oregon. I think we're targeting April 7th or somewhere around there. We've got to expose really what's going on with these tick-borne organisms. And also, you know, what is healing? I mean, you and I are talking about right now, what is healing? And healing incorporates a lot of pieces, doesn't it?
It does. I put it, there's a lot of tools that we need, and everybody needs different tools. There's no one magic for anybody.
And it's a lot of pieces, isn't it? I mean, the antibiotics helped you for a certain point, and it helped you sort of plateau, but then you needed to make these other shifts.
Mm-hmm.
And,
you know, I would have done antibiotics for maybe 30, 60 days in the very beginning and then went to eating good and taking care of myself, I may have been fine.
Right. When you had that first bite right up front, but you know, it's the rare person. I mean, a little bit more and more people are getting properly treated early on, but so many cases are missed, as you said, as spider bites, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And how's your little girl?
She is 6 and so far Lyme free.
Beautiful.
We do use this Diapo as our insurance policy for her.
Mm-hmm.
We feed her very well And we just hope that, you know, that's what it will take.
Well, I think, you know, it sounds like you were in good hands at the time that you were pregnant with her with your Connecticut doctor. And it sounds like, you know, some mothers don't have that kind of assistance at the time. So hopefully your little one's got a good, strong immune system and you're feeding her well. So, you know, we are, you know, I always say my expression is being a healthy host, which means, you know, we might have microorganisms in us of assortments. We could have herpes, we could have Epstein-Barr, we could have Borrelia, we could have a bunch of different things, but being a healthy host means we've got all our systems running well and we can keep these other organisms at bay so they're not running us.
That is 100% how I believe now.
Yes. So, Beth, listen, stay with me. We've got our last set of commercials right now. And audience, join us. We're going to come back after station break with Beth Schultz and have wrap up of our beautiful show today on recovery from chronic illness with the wonderful support of food and whole foods. So this is Katina Makris with Limelight Radio. Join us. Stay tuned.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference. Join us Valentine's Day Saturday. Inheritance Maiden Mother Crone by Sinner Saint Burlesque will entertain, challenge, empower, confuse, embrace, and deeply engage the audience, weaving feminist activism, international dialogue, and our sensory exploration for both ancient and modern myths about the feminine. Community-building events include open space World Cafe dialogues with inspirational Jane talks to explore issues important to women and a teen activist panel interwoven with intergenerational dialogues. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. That's www.womenofwisdom.org. Watch for early bird specials throughout December.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Makris, and I am loving today's show with Beth Schultz, Lyme survivor and thriver and advocate and visionary and now healer, who is really a testimony to the human spirit and also the great gift of resiliency. When we feed our body what it really needs, and as Beth did, master cleanse, detox, she has reclaimed her life. And I mean, gosh, Beth, I mean, do you have any symptoms at all left, or are you really symptom free?
My MS symptoms and my Lyme symptoms are totally gone. I still have a very hard time recovering from stress.
Mm-hmm.
So if I feel any kind of stress, my eyesight will start to go. I will right away feel the optic neuritis. The left side of my body will start to go numb. I can walk away from the stress, breathe, and I'm fine.
Yeah, so your adrenal glands are probably still a little sensitive because they worked so hard for so many years trying to create all these natural corticosteroids to keep inflammation down. So they're probably still a little sensitive.
So I still am really working on healing that. We think I've been talking a lot with Mark Wheel, and he thinks that how I react so crazy to food is not normal. You know, like I all I had over the Christmas break was all paleo treats, all made with maple syrup and honey, and I still got raging candida after the holidays. So he feels that I must have a lot of liver damage still from the 8 years of drugs that I took.
Highly possible, right? Because
I did a chemotherapy shot every week for MS for a year. I did chemotherapy, and the shots that I put into my body, I don't even know what those were. Amazing. The lumps on my body from the one shot that I took, I was told that would always be there. And since getting the toxins out, I have lost 85 pounds, and every one of those lumps is gone. You would never know I injected myself for a year.
Oh, my gosh, Beth. That's amazing. But, yeah, you're right. Your liver probably still needs support. And probably, as you said, you probably have got kind of low grade candida that you can get. You'll clear these things up. You're going to clear them up. You've made such huge strides, and you're going to do another cleanse this winter, you said, right? With Dana Walsh.
Yes. And Brent Martin. We did their 3-week fall cleanse, and I joined it because they have Dr. Walsh as one of the speakers. And I had never heard Dr. Walsh talk about Lyme disease before because she treats MS. And so she talked about Lyme for an entire hour, and she definitely thought her diet would help. But the cleanse was really simple. You know, the first week it was really just focusing on drinking more water and drinking less coffee and hydrating. And then the second week we stepped up our vegetable intake. And where I thought my diet was perfect, I did cut back on my coffee. I got rid of half the coffee that I drank during that 3 weeks. And I was drinking bone broth twice a day with a Beeler's vegetable broth. And I gave up butter because I was a little convinced that butter was causing some cystic acne on my back. And 4 days of giving up butter and my acne was gone.
That's great. You know, those bone broths, our grandparents used to use those in ancient Chinese and cultures. Very nourishing, aren't they?
They are. And so I felt a lot of benefit from that 3 weeks, and they are doing it again starting February 1st, and they have asked me to do one of the huddle calls and talk to people about how making, let's not do this for 3 weeks or a month, let's make this our lifestyle. And that's what it's all about, is you can't just do a diet for a little bit, it just has to become a new lifestyle.
It does, and you know, everyone, Lyme less, live more. With Dana Walsh and Brent Martin. We have had Dana Walsh on with us before in Limelight Radio. You remember her from Under Our Skin. And the Lyme Less, Live More series is a wonderful support system for people working with Lyme disease, isn't it?
It really is. Their 12-week series with Dr. Klinghart and Mark Wheel was just amazing.
Absolutely. I've got to get him actually on Limelight Radio now that you mention it.
Get Mark Wheel on. He is amazing, and he has really been helping me learn how to become my own healer and heal other people.
It's so, you know, this journey through Lyme disease is transformational. It really does. It brings us from this deep, dark vortex where you're filled with despair and despondency and illness, and you don't think you can get off the sofa, and am I ever going to, you know, see myself be able to, like, you know, walk up a flight of stairs, nonetheless, like, skip or dance, right?
I call it prancer-sizing is my favorite thing to do through the woods.
Transvestizing, that's great. So, and then, you know, here, look at this transformation. And so, you know, I've witnessed it time and again that the illness, as dire as it is, enormous transformation and great healing comes of it. And what is born are beautiful healers like yourself.
Well, yeah, I can't, you know, I remember when I was sick, people always said, well, there are people who got better, but when they got better, they just went on and did other things. And I understand that. So many people should do that. But I just can't. I have to let other people know that they can feel better.
Good for you. I support you. I'm in that same category. I couldn't sit on the sidelines and just, you know, be quiet about this. I mean, gosh, you've learned so much. Beth, you've learned so very much. I mean, you want to share it, don't you?
Oh, I want to scream it from the mountaintops.
You are. I know. I mean, it's just, you know, your new lease on life. It's tremendous. And when I come to Oregon, I can't wait to meet you in person. It's going to be wonderful for me to meet you. And, you know, we're hoping to bring the Ticked Off Music Festival series to Eugene also this summer. So that'll be another opportunity to bring you and your message to an audience. So, Beth, you know, one of my questions I like to ask my guests that join me on Limelight Radio is, what has the Lyme disease experience taught you?
Oh, it taught me to be so grateful for life. You know, it was 8 years that I just felt so horrible. And eventually I did believe that that was going to be my life with the MS diagnosis. I just didn't think it was going to get better. And once I could, I just remember the first time I hiked up the butte in my town and I made it to the top. It had been 8 years since I'd walked to the top, and I got to the top and I cried.
Oh.
And you know what? I just want to keep going up, as I say. Yeah, I'm just grateful for life.
Yes, gratitude. It's such a important energy, isn't it? It helps us really be still and embrace the moment and embrace you know, all of the blessings in our life, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And Beth. Thank you for joining me. And before we go today, what's your last parting words that you would like to leave our listeners with?
You are what you eat, think, and feel. Be kind and be real.
Beautiful. Say that one more time.
You are what you eat, think, and feel. Be kind and be real.
Beautiful.
I am
real
food inspired.
Thank you so much, Beth Schultz. You've been a wonderful guest today. You've filled us with inspiration and information, healing and hope. And I trust in your future. You're going to do some absolutely beautiful work for so many people. It's been my honor to share this hour with you. Thank you for joining me on Limelight Radio.
Thank you, Katina.
You're very welcome, and we will meet in person. I look forward to that day. Thank you, audience. I love my week show with you every hour on Wednesday. Join us next week, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time. If you missed today's show or any of our shows, you can always go to limelightradio.com, hit the archive link, and there are all our past shows. And also, you can go to iTunes, Google my name, Katina Makris, or Limelight Radio, and you'll get all of our shows archived. This has been wonderful. Thank you, Brian, my producer, and everyone join us next week. Goodbye, Dana. Goodbye, Beth, and everyone stay tuned to another wonderful episode. This is Katina Makris with Limelight Radio.
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Then I go to my